Oh, hold the door. Yep. Same floor. Thank you. Oh, thank God. Fresh coffee. Well, yes, I guess I should. Thank you. Making it already means you are a god to me, so thank you, God. You're new here, right? Yeah, that's what I thought. Started last week? You were introduced in that big conference meeting? Well, you look much better up there than I did. When I started here 3 years ago, I sweated through my shirt in front of everyone. They called me Stains for 6 months. Oh, don't worry, you made a great impression. I know, I remembered you. Don't let me make you late. I'd hate to be a bad influence. Antonia, right? Ha, told you I remembered. See you later. Of course. Drinking in our last meeting. How does she take it? Good morning, princess. I just thought if this was going to be a weekly routine, you opening your office to me so kindly when you urgently request my presence in here, it's only kind that I bring the morning caffeine. Oh, yes, yes, I know how you take it. No, ma'am, I don't know why you asked me here today. It couldn't have possibly been the new hire since that happened just a minute ago, so I'm really at a loss. Oh, nothing you need to worry about. Probably. Why do I do what? Have fun? You know what fun is, don't you, princess? I know that you hate what, princess? Well, you tell me to jump, I do it without thought. You request my presence, here I am. You even have that cute picture of you on your birthday with a crown, it's fitting. Oh, live a little, it won't kill you. I'm single, I'm good at my job, so what if I like to blow off a little steam? I'm not hurting anyone. If someone wanted to take me off the market, I'm open to it, but that hasn't happened yet. Reputation? What about it? Notes? I don't know anything about any notes. Why don't you tell me about them? Well, how inappropriate can they be? This is a respectable workplace. Let's see here. What are these? Where was this one? Oh, of course, that's why there's the comparison to an ice cream scoop. I would never. I'm gonna guess, just out of the blue, this one was found in the boss's office? Absolutely no idea how they could have gotten in there. Truly a feat. Let me ask, did he read it? Well, lucky you. Can you imagine if he had read this? Poor man would have just had a heart attack. And I don't think you can fix that with the whipped cream it requests in the note. Is this all? Yeah, only two. Definitely makes sense. Well, anyone willing to leave notes with your name on them around the office, blatantly able to be read by anyone, must mean what they say. I don't have any idea, darling. Ah, yes, my punishment. Make it fun. The last one was a little boring. I'm always up for a spank. Oh, you want to keep your eyes on me? Well, I'm right here, princess. You're welcome to look. Throughout the day, so you want me to move my work into here until I can be trusted again? I think that's wholly unnecessary. A nightmare? I think I'm a delight. I bring a little life into an otherwise boring job. Hey, what do you mean? I make every new member of staff feel very welcomed. Well, how I do that is none of your business. It's all in my private time. There has never been any proof of that. Oh, come on. The head of HR laughed when I changed his sign-off to Corporate Daddy. It was great. It was April Fool's. It's all in the spirit of the holiday. You never cared about my pranks before. No one did. Long time ago, you would just roll your eyes at me and pretend you didn't see anything. You even laughed when I put shaving cream in all the soap dispensers. Oh, sure, of course you didn't laugh. And you totally didn't love when I changed the location of the company mixer from that sad restaurant to the lively club. Everyone had a great time and no horrible speeches that no one wanted to give in the first place. Okay, yes, that email that I sent was out of line, but it was only to you, and it was a genuine suggestion to change the dress code in the summer. It was too warm that year. I even made it sound businessy, like you prefer. When did it all change? I believe it was when that new person got hired into HR. I chatted with them. Flirted just a little bit. And I could tell just how mad it made you, princess. Oh, you weren't angry. Really? So the meeting about appropriate employee conduct I got the next day was just a coincidence. Ah, yes, because you call me in here only because you have to. Those monthly meetings that became weekly and then daily were just because you had to, not because you want me in here, or that you like this little cat and mouse game we play. Oh, really? So when I emailed the head of HR for the reports on our meetings so that I know my standing within the company, his not finding any reports was just a mistake? Oh, but I did. I think you brought me in here because you like arguing with me. You don't know why, but it drives you just a little crazy that it doesn't shake me. you even want me to join you here for many long days alone. I think it's getting very obvious what you want, princess. Come on. Tell me you've never thought about it. Everything we talked about, months of flirting and calling me in here to lecture me, and yet you never actually filed anything. Then why am I still here? I'm happy to leave and not bother you again. But you don't want that, do you? If you don't want me, all you have to do is pull away. Or I will. Because you can never kiss a guy like me. Oh, an employee? Could you imagine the scandal? Alas, you are a good girl. You never do anything against the rules your own department makes. This is a nice couch. Is it new? So I would really like to know why you never filed those reports. Mm-hmm. Well, I really appreciate you not wanting to ruin my employee file. But we do both also know that inappropriate employee conduct is just as bad. Could be a slippery slope into more rule-breaking. That's a nice suit jacket, by the way. It's my favorite. Well, you always look very professional. But that's the one you wore the first time you called me into your office. Not for anything bad. You were a new employee meeting everyone, and I just couldn't help but turn on the charm. It's even when I decided you needed a nickname. One only I called you so that you had a little something special to think about with me. Now, princess was never an insult. The last thing I want is for you to be insulted. You know, I'd never hit on another employee at the company before. Any company, actually. I had a very strict, no fraternization policy. But you just, you pulled it out of me like I couldn't even help it. I was a model employee. Maybe you were my slippery slope. Where is this going? I know I'm usually okay making a fool of myself, but there's only so much teasing even I can take. I'm up for anything with you, princess. Let me get on the couch. Just enough room to lay down with you on top. Look at you being prepared. Mm. You want me to shut up? Make me. Wait, where are you? Oh, holy shit. I thought I was the dirty one. Look at you. So you wear panties like that to work every day? Every time I was in here, every meeting, you wore stuff like this under that nice business look. God. Sit on my face, princess. I need it now. No. Leave them on. I can pull them to the side. I like knowing my sweet businesswoman is a little slut underneath all the professionalism. Oh, full. Yeah, that's it. You smell so good. Lower on me. I can take it. Let I drown. I don't see the problem with that either. It's a good way to go. There it is, princess. Don't hold back. I do hope that you lock the door, though. Until I'm done with you. Focus on my tongue. Let yourself feel good. And grab your breasts for me. They look so good up there. Oh, yeah. Just like that. So good. Oh, look at that swollen.
Oh, fuck, listen to those moans. She's so good for me. Oh, take it, baby. Oh, yeah.
This is not a complaint. It's just an observation that you aren't as much of a good girl as everyone thinks you are. But that's exactly how I like my princess to be. Go sit on your desk for me. Hey, I said Penny's on the whole time. Every time you sit behind this desk because of my inappropriate behavior, all I could think about was having you sit on this desk with my cock deep inside you. Safety first. I'm sure the HR department would appreciate that. What do you think, princess? I don't want to hurt you, baby. I'm pretty locked. Your legs wrapped around me. That's good. to think you're my nightmare, baby. If you are, I really don't want to wake up. Oh, fuck. All of this. You wrapped around me. Feels so good. Oh, really? How's that then, princess? I think I'm gonna enjoy sharing an office with you. You got your cum all over my shirt when you were sitting on me. You get to see that the rest of the day. Watch me go to meetings stained by you. You're gonna smell it on me all day, too. You can't escape, boss. On your tits, just like I promised earlier. Oh, God. These panties rubbing against my dick are driving me crazy. Are you gonna let me keep them? After I ruin them? Or do you want to keep them as your little memory of this moment? You don't want a memory. I think that's a lie. But I'll play along. I'll be your dirty little secret, princess. The one you use over and over and over again. Oh, fuck. Oh, I can feel this in my toes, baby. She's in a meeting. Yeah, she can take whatever you have when she's done with me. No, just slide the paper under the door. She can get it after my meeting. Shh. Don't worry, princess. We can talk about what that note was after. So many more.
They're gone, right? Yeah.
Hey. I know you've always wanted to wring my neck. Every time you brought me in here just to be met with my great tongue. Why don't you do it?
So hot, princess.
Do it again. I'm getting close. Are you gonna come? Yeah. Rub your clit for me. That's it. Oh, fuck. Come around me. Yeah, please. 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 Oh, fuck. I need it, princess. Fuck. Hold on. I'm gonna come on these panties, baby. Oh, I talk a big game. Didn't actually think you'd want me like that. I thought you hated me. Oh, you do. That was one hell of a hate fuck, though, Princess. I don't know if I believe it. Mm-hmm. I may need a few more rounds to really drive home just how much you hate me. Oh. There's the punishment I requested. If you're gonna spank me, though, at least let me bend over the desk for a better angle. Oh, I think my ass is worth it, baby, but whatever you say. As much as I would absolutely love to stay here cuddling you and enjoying more of all this, I do have to start packing up my desk and have it moved in here, don't I? And I think you have to officially file why I'd be temporarily moved in here. Because to fuck you whenever you crave it will fly with the boss. I'm always up to try if you want. For me? And I didn't get you anything. How unfair. Well, I'll make it up to you later. Mm-hmm. After work this time. I'm pretty sure we already set some tongues wagging. And not just mine. Oh! Yeah, these panties are gonna stay in my pocket all day. Hope I don't drop them. Better get dressed fast. I'll have someone in here with my desk in 15. Duck. Oh, I wouldn't bother her if I were you. Definitely has a stick somewhere today. Big attitude. I swear, she almost strangled me. I believe that just happened. Oh! Tony, hey, sorry. Didn't see you there. No, everything's fine. Have a good day, man.